criminals posing as detectives conning Hampshire residents out of more than £90,000. The victims are tricked into thinking they're helping with a secret police investigation, and it ends with them handing over large sums of money to couriers who are sent to their homes. And our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake joining me from our Portsmouth studio with more on this story. Dominic, I mean, we hear about fraud stories on Solent, but this one seems particularly cruel.
It is, Julian, and I think it really works by targeting people who are the most public-spirited. It really works by persuading people that they're actually helping to catch criminals, but in the end, actually, what happens is they end up losing large sums of money. The victims who are contacted by telephone are often elderly. The caller pretends to be a police officer, and at first they're told a plausible story about how their bank cards are being misused by fraudsters, but then they are tricked into handing over PIN numbers, their bank cards, and in some cases actually being persuaded to go down to the bank and draw out large sums of money. And those cards and cash are then collected by couriers or taxi drivers who are sent to their house. So it's a very distressing crime. I've been speaking to one pensioner from Portsmouth who's just lost £5,000. He didn't want us to use his name, but he wanted to speak to us because he said he hopes his story will serve as a warning to others.
He said there was people using my card, trying to use my card, and also they'd got surveillance on the bank in Portsmouth. Would I help them catch these people in the bank that were laundering money for drugs? So I said yes. In the end, it ended up that I went down to the bank on the bus, drew some money out and gave it to a courier, as he said I should do. He kept talking to me on my mobile phone all the way to the bank, and all he never let me off the phone. If I was on the bus, he said, I'll ring you back in 10 minutes. And in 10 minutes, he rang back. And all the way, he wanted me to leave my phone open in the bank so he could listen to what the teller behind the counter was saying. And he said, I mustn't tell anybody else, because if it goes to court and I've told anybody, it might ruin the court case. When I realised that it was a fraud and I'd been taken for a ride, I felt really stupid. I was angry to think that I'd done it, but I was so taken in by them and wanted to help that it just never occurred to me at the time. But then all the little things that I'd noticed during the time it was on put two and two together, and I realised, and I just felt so stupid.
Makes you feel so cross when you hear a story like this. I mean, Dominic, there's been a huge increase in this sort of crime, hasn't there?
Yes, it's a real worry, Julian. I've been looking at the figures from 2013, when there were 13 attempts, six of which were successful, and those people lost a total of £46,000, so serious last year. But this year, already 47 people have been targeted, and in a further 13 cases, the gangs were successful, with those victims handing over almost £45,000, and that's just since January, Julian. So the problem for the police is that they need to catch these criminals, obviously, but it's difficult to do because the fraudsters make contact on the telephone. The couriers or taxi drivers who take the cards and cash away aren't involved in the crime, and the proceeds are often then picked up by the gang from the taxi drivers at street level before they actually reach the delivery address, and all of that makes them very hard to trace, Julian.
Well, Sue Orr from Hampshire Police, Detective Inspector Sue Orr, is with me this morning. I mean, you and I were shaking our heads, weren't we, as we were listening to that story there. What's awful about it is because the people are trying to be public-spirited and help out.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why these fraudsters look at going to these types of victims, because they are trustworthy and they do believe what they're being told, and they are trying to be helpful with the fraudsters pretending to be people who are in a position of trust, like the police or banks.
Yeah. And of course, that's the key, isn't it? By saying you're someone from the police or the bank, you can play this secrecy card. Don't tell anybody else.
Yes, that's true. Yes,
yeah, awful. What impact does this have? We've just heard that gentleman there who feels he's been stupid and so on. I mean, my view is he hasn't. He's been taken in by these ghastly people. But you meet these people. What kind of impact does it have on them psychologically?
I mean, they do. I mean, like the gentleman said earlier, they do generally feel as if they have been completely conned into handing over their bank cards. And it's quite intrusive when they have someone coming round to their homes to collect the cards or the cash that they've withdrawn. And for me, I would just encourage them to come forward and let us know that this has happened. Because a lot of the time, I don't think they're coming forward to the police and letting us know that this has happened, because they don't want people to know that they've been conned out of their money.